Blog Talk Radio.
Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than in the ocean. I find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know. I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. I had a very scary thought after reading an email this morning. And the email, the crux of the email was that the left wants Obama to be hated because it makes it easier to fight at the right. And I said to myself, that is a scary scenario, because if the ideal situation would be if he suffers injury at the hands of a right winger, and then the left would be in power to seize the government. Isn't that scary? And I flash back, if you want to see that scenario, you got to see the Manchurian Candidate, not the late Hollywood version, which is full of propaganda and anti-Arab diatribe, make-believe enemies, but the one that was introduced for the first time by Frank Sinatra and Lawrence Harvey, Angela Lansbury, fantastic movie, absolutely fantastic movie. It's at a time when brainwashing was just coming on the scene. When we went into Korea, a tragic thing happened to Americans that were taken prisoner. I remember reading one of my first books in high school about the war in Korea, and it was very discouraging, because I'm doing this from memory now, but the cover of the book said that one out of five Americans have betrayed their buddy and killed them. And when they got caught up in the communist brainwashing camps in North Korea, many of them broke, and right after the war in Korea, the military came out with the soldier's code to spell out what you couldn't do if you were taken prisoner, and you had to memorize it when you went into the service, because of the tragic results of American POWs in Korea. And the Koreans are not nice people. a day of probably a super Taliban. And if you want to know how nice they are, ask the crew of the Pueblo. Or ask the American guard on the 38th parallel, who had an axe put in his back by a North Korean guard. You can't ask him because he gave up his life for his country. But if you've got to watch the Manchurian Candidate, because it gives you an insight into the Machiavellian maneuvers of politicians. And there's a couple of things in the Manchurian Candidate that will blow your mind. One that comes to mind is a Korean spy who was there when these GIs were captured and taken to Korea or China for brainwashing. Okay, and they do a whole brainwashing scene where they're all completely brainwashed and they're taught to say certain keywords and phrases. Like when they mention the Manchurian candidate, who they are planning to send back to the United States to assassinate. He's being groomed to assassinate political leaders when the time is right. They create a social, like a tea social. And the GIs that are captive are sitting on a stage, and the whole audience is communists, you know, commissars and generals from different parts of the Russian intelligence. They're all sitting around, and the GIs on the stage don't see the enemy. What they see are ladies having a tea social, dressed in flowery gowns and big hats, big summer hats. And the head brainwasher is convincing the audience how powerful this brainwashing is, and he tells Lawrence Harvey to shoot one of the Americans in the back of the head, and I think they pick a black guy to be shot. Okay. So this is to feed a little bit of a racial fervor into the thing, and everybody sits. Nobody flinches. Nobody moves. Everybody sits straight ahead. Looks straight ahead. Brainwashed, and that's to prove that these guys, that Lawrence Harvey is ready to do whatever they want him to do, and there is a trigger. There's a trigger phrase that puts Lawrence Harvey in the kill mode. And the trigger phrase is, why don't you play a game of solitaire? And as he's playing a game of solitaire, up comes the Queen of Diamonds. And when he sees the Queen of Diamonds, he is ready for any suggestion. So what happens is, all these guys are released. They're sent back to the United States. And they're all having nightmares, cold sweats, flashbacks. And they wake up in the middle of the night screaming. And finally, a couple of them get together and they compare notes. And Frank Sinatra is like an intelligence officer. And he figures out that it's some sort of brainwashing. And he's trying to figure out who is the... who will be the instrument of death created by the communists. And when he talks to these guys about Lawrence Harvey, who was an officer, they all hated his guts. And he's a slime ball, he's no good. But when asked in their brainwashed mode, they all have a pat answer. What do you think of Lawrence Harvey? And they'll say, Lawrence Harvey is the kindest, gentlest, most warmest person I have ever met. He is a great leader, and everybody has the same pat answer, which gives Frank Sinatra the clue that they've all been brainwashed. So Angela Lansbury plays a fantastic role. I mean, this woman, since I was a kid, this woman has been in acting. She is fantastic. And something, a little aside that you should know, and investigate it, don't take my word for it because it's only hearsay, but she had a son who was a drug addict. Okay, drugs got to her son. And you know what she did? She removed him from the country. And she sent him to Ireland and kept and isolated him until he could deal with, until he could control his problem. Now, drugs are in Ireland. And they were one of the last countries to fall to drugs. How sad, huh? How sad. The land of saints and scholars now uses castles for rehab units. And not only that, but they murdered a writer for the news, a woman, because she was pointing out all the drug dealers. And they killed her at a traffic light. They gunned her down like she was in Beirut. And that's what happens when you go up against drugs. And speaking of drugs, what about that border guard that was gunned down, murdered? He was all by himself on the Tex-Mex border. And he was murdered by drug dealers. And it was in the paper one day and it was gone. Does anybody know his name? Do you know Ramos and Campion? You know those names. And the only reason you know those names is because the conservatives kept pushing them in front of your eyes every night. But this drug dealer on the border guard on the Obama watch has been quietly buried and forgotten and will not be avenged, because America has to fall. And that's the slogan in Washington. America needs a good fall. And I'm not talking about the season. So going back to the Manchurian candidate, Angela Lansbury did a fantastic presentation. Now, a couple of things will crack you up if you see this movie. One is the good senator who has been labeled a communist by the communists. All right, and he says he's going to do everything in his power to stop Angela Lansbury and her husband, who's a senator. He's like Senator Farquhar. He says all the things that everybody wants to hear. He means none of it. Typical. Today's average senator. And this one good senator, Lawrence Harvey, falls in love with his daughter. And in one of the argued, heated conversations, the good senator says to Lawrence Harvey, I'm going to fight you with every bone in my body. I'm going to fight you and your parents with every bone in my body. And I will donate money to the ACLU. And now look at the ACLU today, right? That's the image of the ACLU in the 50s. And what is it today? The anti-God company? The separation of God and country party. So that's one ironic twist from the 50s. And here's the one that really gets me. Lawrence Harvey is back in New York. He's in business. There's a knock on his door. It's one of the Korean guards who was responsible for his capture and brainwashing. And Lawrence, of course, doesn't recognize him because he's been brainwashed not to recognize him. And he goes, "Yes, can I help you?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm here for a job. I want to work for you." And he goes, "What do you mean you want to work for me? What can you do for me?" He says, "I can cook, I can wash, I can be interpreter." And Lawrence Harvey laughs at him and goes, "Interpreter?" He goes, "This is the USA. We all speak English here. We don't need an interpreter." Now look what you got. In the next generation, no two Americans will speak the same language. You won't even recognize your country because you'll just be a visitor in your own land. So the end of the movie is Frank Sinatra at the last minute figures out what it is. Angela Lansbury convinces Lawrence Harvey to kill the girl he loves and her father. and he does it. And then Frank Sinatra breaks the code, gets a deck of cards, and the way it happens is Lawrence Harvey is in a bar by himself, and he says to the bartender, "Have you got a deck of cards?" And the bartender says, "Yeah." So he starts playing cards, and he hits the Queen of Diamonds, and two guys are having an argument in the bar, and one guy says, "Why don't you go jump in the lake?" And Lawrence Harvey stops what he's doing. And Frank Sinatra comes, he's supposed to meet him at the bar. He comes in just as Lawrence Harvey's walking out. He follows Lawrence Harvey to Central Park and watches him in the middle of the winter walk into the lake. So then he knows. So then he gets him to play a solitaire. And when the Queen comes up, Frank Sinatra gives him a new command, says, the deck is finished, the deck is broken. And he breaks the brainwashing spell. Then he goes looking for Lawrence Harvey, and it's the night of a convention, an inauguration, and he's looking, and he knows Lawrence Harvey, goes to his hotel room, and he's gone. And then he starts to look for Lawrence Harvey at the convention. And the scene that the communists have set up at the convention, and this is where Obama comes to mind, and the saying that the left is going to make Obama hated, so it'll make them easier to fight the right. Okay. So Sinatra's looking for Lawrence Harvey, and he can't find him, and he looks way up in the Madison Square Garden, and on the stage they're introducing the next speaker, who's also a senator from the opposite side, like from the conservative side. And Lawrence Harvey has been ordered to shoot that senator in the head. And then the communist-appointed senator stands up and clutches this man's body in his arms and gives a flowery soliloquy and demands, that, you know, calls for, like, martial law. And so Sinatra's racing up the stairs, and he gets up to the projection room, and just as he throws open the door, Lawrence Harvey shoots his mother. I think it's his mother. I think he shoots both his mother and his stepfather. And then he's wearing his Congressional Medal of Honor, because they set him up with a Congressional Medal of Honor, and he turns the gun on himself. Oh, and he was dressed as a priest to get by in the convention. Yeah, but it was very good, a very good movie, and God help us if this devious left make Obama a hated president. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that at all. Obama needs a wake-up call. His friends are not his friends. Okay, so having said that, let me open up the show with a little music, and then we'll talk about selective retirement, or as you know it, health care.
Try to give Hang in there, boys and girls.
Hiya, boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. You're listening to Vengen Vengen. An Arab love song. So, how you doing? How you making out? What's a good word? Let me see if that recording took, or if it's too low in volume. And when I come back, we're going to talk about the mistreatment of the Spanish people. Okay, so here's the story. I'm watching a comedy show the other night, and a Mexican guy comes on. I think his name is George Lopez. And he's got a big audience, fantastic big. It's almost like a revival meeting. And they're all basically Latinos, Mexican descent. And he says, in 5 years, we will be the majority in this country, and we will treat the rest of these people like they treated us. And we will ask them for their driver's license and registration and their citizenship papers. And of course, simpatico, the audience goes wild. But George is sending a bad message. George is sending a typical Democrat message. The typical Democrat message has a goal. And the goal is divide and conquer. Pit one against the other and you keep control. And that's what's going to happen when guys like George spouse what he spews, that type of mentality. And I'll give you a good example. A good example is everybody is down on the Spaniards. North America, South America, Central America, everybody blames the Spaniards for the abuse of the native Indians in this country. They blame Cortez, Pizarro. They blame all these people. But you know what? The Spaniards also did some beautiful things. They built some beautiful churches. They brought religion to North America, South America, Central America. And all you have to do is look around at the cities that are named. The Sierra Madre Mountains, Los Angeles, Corpus Christi, you name your own. You know what I'm saying. San Jose, San Francisco. God, if St. Francis could see it now. There's more than birds there. It's sad. But anyway, never forget, the Spaniards brought civilization to this part of the world. Okay? And if you don't know what the difference is, watch Apocalypto, and you'll get an idea, okay? Read the history of the Incas and the Aztecs, and you'll get an idea, okay? People of Spanish descent, okay, they are taught to hate the Spaniards for conquering their lands, okay? But how do they teach Spaniards? They teach them in Spanish. So the Spaniards brought a language to the New World. They brought trade. They brought ships. They brought arts. They brought industry. Okay? So, but the communists will always find fault with anybody who can help somebody get ahead. Because in the communist world, everybody is the same and nobody climbs out of the struggle pit. And that's the thing that I wanted to warn the Spanish people about. Don't let anybody drag you down. You are your own man and woman. You climb as high as you want to climb in this country. And don't let anybody say, you're no better than us. You're the same as us. You stay down here with us. Don't let anybody drag you down. You have your dreams. Make those dreams come true. And the only place you can do that is in the USA. You can be anything you want in this country. You can be black and you can be president. So, I just wanted to mention that to you. But I'm telling you, the rung of the ladder. Don't let anybody break the bottom rung. You got to climb that ladder. Your contributions to this country are tremendous. All you got to do is go to my website, captainsblog.us, and see the 2,500 names that are up there who died in Iraq, and count the Spanish ones, the Z people, I call them, the Zorros of America. You'll see names up there. Ramirez, Rodriguez, Gonzalez, all Z people. And they gave their life for this country. And they're entitled to it more than any sixth generation liberal who went to Woodstock. Or Woodcrap, as I call it. Your music is beautiful. Your women are beautiful. The guys are a little ugly. But you know what I'm saying. Don't let anybody steal your dream. Don't let anybody drag you down. You climb as high as you want. You start off cutting grass. In your lifetime, you can be a contractor with 20 people cutting grass for you. Learn the ways of the gringo. Learn to speak English. And learn to play the game. And you'll do good. You want to know what Americans admire more in a person than any other characteristic? The ability to work. A working man breaks all barriers. And a working man who serves his country in battle can't be touched. Can't be touched. There's no comparison. So, and already the children of immigrants are taller than their parents. We see it every day. Do not let anybody drag you down, and do not let anybody divide us. The American flag has to fly above all other flags. When you come to this country, you take an oath to defend and protect yourself and the Constitution of the United States, which protects you. Do not let anybody rewrite it. It is there for your protection. You've got a lot going for you. You're unstoppable. Music is beautiful. I already told you the women are beautiful. My first girlfriend, her name was Rodriguez. I stole her from a Polish guy named Odinski. You know how I did it? She had an appendix attack. I think we were 12 or 13. And she was in the hospital. And I found out about it. And I went down and I bought a couple of bars of candy. And I went to the hospital, the Wadsworth Avenue Hospital in Washington Heights. And I said that this is for, the nurse that was at the desk looked at me, and I reached up, and I said, this is for Elena Rodriguez, who's here. She goes, oh, yes, okay, we'll see that she gets them. It was like a Baby Ruth and a Reese's Pieces. It might have been Golden Bird's Peanut Chews. I'll tell you another story about candy. And I could see the look on the nurses' faces when I left. When they all went home, they beat up their husbands.
So, there's a lot that we can do together. We have to unite this country. This country is split right down the middle. It's split down right down the middle, and there are elements in this country who make money at this on the split. And when the deck is split, you know somebody has a losing hand. So we all got to work together, live and let live. And our biggest enemy for anybody in this country today is not each other, it's drugs. And get rid of the drugs, 90% of the crime. 90% of the crime goes away tomorrow. 90%. I asked the cop once, what would happen if there was no drugs? He said, the only calls we would get would be a heart attack. How's that? And yet, we're feeding whole nations with our drug habit. Whole nations are working overnight to process and up cocaine, crystal meth, marijuana, to keep America high. Whole nations are working 7 days a week to keep America high. And you know what's happening? We have a balance of trade deficit. When you buy the weed, you got to send the money out of the country. And when the money goes out of the country, it doesn't come back. The only thing that comes back is more weed. And I see tonight that China has probably a very large oil reserve, and we don't have one anymore. They're just saying we're 8 million barrels low in our oil reserves. And China is building new oil reserves. And not only that, they're drilling, and they don't care how much pollution, how much oil is spilled, as long as they get something in the barrel. Yeah. And now they're going after gold and silver. And what are we doing? We're bankrupting Social Security. We're down 18% in income tax collections. And now I hear the car dealers in New York are complaining. They've stopped the clunker-munker. Because they're not getting paid from the government. And the government says, don't worry, your check is in the mail. Yeah. How's that? You're waiting for the government to take care of you. Are you kidding? And that's my next subject. I'm going to tell you something that's going to really drive you nuts. Let me give you a tune in honor of these Latinos. And all the good that they do. You know how successful the Democrats are at dividing and conquering? They can turn Latinos against Spaniards. They can turn Puerto Ricans against Cubans. You think about that. That's all they do is divide and conquer. They turn Haitians against Cubans. This party cannot exist without division. And we need a party of unity. And it don't have to be Republican. It could be any party. You get somebody that talks about a United America, United States, the spirit of America, and you'll know. You'll see people come together. These town hall meetings are just getting started. You see Barney Frank? They call Barney Frank a crook, and he says, I'm not a crook. It's George Bush because of the war in Iraq. The war in Iraq. Come on. Do you know why we went to Iraq? Because nobody could guarantee us that Saddam didn't have a nuke. Nobody in the world. The CIA didn't know. The CIA knew nothing. Absolutely nothing. They were being run by a woman whose beauty parlor appointment at 3:30 in the afternoon said Valerie Plame, CIA spy. And somebody blew her cover. Give me a break. So beware of those who divide us, because they will also give the oration at your funeral. I'm playing this song for Elian Gonzalez. You thought I forgot. We forget nothing. 9-1-1's coming up. And Bin Laden is still alive. But now that we got President Obama Bin Laden, Maybe he can get his cousin. And you know who hates Obama worse than the right wingers? The left wingers. They hate Obama because he betrayed them. He didn't give them the head of John the Baptist.
Antes de morirme quiero cantar mis versos del alma. Cultivo una rosa blanca en junio como en enero para el amigo sincero.
Cuban girl taught me to cha-cha, and a Puerto Rican guy named Charlie Bermudez took his father's 55 Oldsmobile and gave me driving lessons with one of the first automatics. So you can see that that's why I call myself Super Gringo. Super Gringo! Now let me tell you what I saw this morning that jarred my grandma's preserves. I turned on C-SPAN this morning, and I think I'm going to start watching more C-SPAN because you catch a lot of culprits in the act. And I upchucked my English muffin. There was the head, a guy named Michael Leiter, and he's the head of counterintelligence, U.S. National Counterterrorism Center. And he's the director. And he is trying to make his voice deeper.
You know, like in a manly sort of way.
And then he was telling the Brunch Bunch, you know, all those people that hang around Washington waiting for fresh droppings. Yeah, they're all sitting around and nothing better to do than to take down the country. So he's telling this brunch bunch that a terrorist catastrophe cannot be prevented. And then he added that we will not change course because we're on the right path. Does that make sense? What do they call that? Don't they have a word for that? Oh, I forget what the word is. Redundant. How can you say that we're going to get another terrorist hit, but we're not going to change our ways? Okay. But I got to tell you that I've known for a long time that New York is no longer on the Defense Department map. If you go down to the Pentagon and ask them to show you where the number 4 is in the map of the United States, you know, New York is shaped like a 4. They'll show you a void, a big white empty spot. Yep, and that's what's happening. And then he added, we will not change course because we're on the right path. How can you be on the right path if you're going to take a hit? And you know you're going to take a hit, and you're covering yourself. You're going to do, say, I told you so? You're supposed to be a counter-terrorism guy? How come you don't have a big basket that holds a cobra and reach in it and pull out the head of bin Laden? And then the other basket should have the head of Mullah Omar and Zawahiri. You need 3 baskets up there on the podium with you. You got to learn to deal with these people like they're going to deal with you. I'd like to see you give that speech to the Taliban. Yeah. I saw a picture of Taliban sawing a guy's head off. Crude. So crude you wouldn't believe it. I mean, not even a clean cut. Absolutely horrible. The guy was there, he's struggling with a dull knife. And then he took his whole head off and he sat it on top of his body. Yeah, and they're going to bring democracy soon to the United States. Yeah. So I'm watching this thing and I can't believe my eyes that here we got a loser, the head loser, telling all the rest of us we're going to be losers too. I wanted to TiVo it because I was heading to work. And my daughter came in with my 2 grandchildren and she changed the channel to Dora the Explorer. Which was probably safer to watch for all Americans. That's it. That's what we'll do when we get hit. We'll all watch Dora the Explorer. Or Diego. That's the other popular one, Diego. You know what? With this hospitalization thing and how they're going to be cutting back. You know, I have visions of getting a doctor giving instructions to a janitor on how to... a janitor who doesn't speak English. On how to give an intravenous a connection, and the janitor is working somewhere below the man's lower part of his body, and the doctor screaming, "Intravenous, intravenous!" Yeah, and they'll be hooking him up to a tropical fish tank. Yeah, and he'll stop mopping the floor. You got to do a blood transfusion now. I can see it, man. We're all going to be in trouble. And the government's going to make speeches and form committees and have investigations, write a book, and then go on spring break. And speaking of spring break, at Notre Dame, you broke your shovel. You never should have had a pro-abortionist as a guest. And I'm not letting it go. I'm not forgiving you. And you're a disgrace. You're an absolute disgrace. You should change the name of your university to Suckers Are We. Yeah. Terrible. Absolute disgrace. Don't tell me you're Catholic. Don't tell me. So anyway, so I watched him take one question from a silly schoolgirl type woman titled, she was the American Bar Association. And she gigglingly asked, "What new techniques can we use to extract information?" now that tickling has been banned. And Al-Qaeda is represented by the ACLU. And after that, I joined the American Bar Association at Finian's Pub looking for leftover patriots from World War II, because that's all that's left to defend the country. And when they go, we're all in trouble. And you better pray that this generation of Americans who's putting their lives on the line for you does not walk off the job. Because if they do, you're going to have to send the Democrats to the front line. And won't that be romantic? Unbelievable. But there's the head of intelligence in the United States telling you get ready for the next hit, and there's nothing we can do about it. And the only thing he wasn't wearing was a burqa. And if you've seen this guy, you wouldn't let him walk your dog. Do you know that there's no plans here to deal with a nuclear attack? We got some equipment, there's going to be a lot of sirens and everything, but there's no plans. The plan is going to be cordon off the city and let those people bake. And the best thing you can do if we get hit in a nuclear attack and you're downtown New York, get into the lowest possible building you can find, one with three basements, sub-basements, and get down there and stay in there for 3 days. Do not come out. Make sure you have a couple of candy bars in your pocket. Well, maybe a bottle of water might come in handy. We're in trouble. The only stock to buy is Caterpillar Tractor. This guy is coming back. He is definitely coming back. We don't get him now, he's going to get us again. And you know what? They're putting him, they're sweeping him off the front lines, the front headlines. Just like they swept that one, a Border Patrol guard, that one father of a family, all by himself out there on the Mexican-Texas border, and he got killed by drug runners. And it was in the paper for one day, and everybody went, oh, it's outrageous. And then it was gone. The media buried it. And the only people that still know that we took a terrible hit on the border and are taking hits every day is the family of that border guard who cannot go to work tomorrow to provide food on the table. You think about that. You think about that one border guard. When they show you pictures of Gitmo, in a cage, they got three guys walking one Al-Qaeda. Three guys walking one Al-Qaeda. And Obama wants all Al-Qaeda transferred into the United States. And do you know that there were two Al-Qaeda in a New York City jail and was escorted by one guy, a guard? One guard escorting two Al-Qaeda, and they had a hairbrush that they sharpened into a spike and they stuck it in his eye. And the videotape that recorded the assault disappeared. And you see, this is a nation of cover-ups. That's what we have. We have a nation of cover-ups. Take it off the front page, America forgets. We have American Alzheimer's as a nation. That's why I say 911, we forget nothing. We don't forget. I got coins struck to remind me. I got a picture in my book to remind me. Chapter 2 is terrorism. Chapter 1 is drugs suck. Chapter 1 is a toilet with weed coming out of it. It's called the Tomb of the Unknown Junkie. And Chapter 2 is all the people at the World Trade Center looking out of the windows that they can't get out of just before they all died. 3,000 of them. They're going to call the names off on September 11th. Mayor Bloomingdale says we got to move on. Mayor Bloomingdale should move on. This is the same mayor that wouldn't allow Giuliani a third term, but then he bought the city council.
Oh, yes, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to vote for it. The envelope, please.
Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Unless you get rid of all of these termites, you're in trouble. It's going to get worse. And I don't trust this stock market rally. I think it's going to go up, and then one day you're going to turn on the TV and find out you're the only guy in the market. It's sad. and somebody I love just bought shares of stock in Coca-Cola and GE. The wife bought Coca-Cola, the husband bought GE. I said to the wife, Coca-Cola's a good move. They have the magic elixir. And GE, I didn't want to tell the guy. You never tell a guy that just made an investment that he made a bad investment. And you can't take my word for it. I'm the one that said Google wouldn't last. But GE, I have a feeling, is not going to do too good, especially if they find out that GE was selling IED detonators to Iran. I think you're going to see some of the GE corporate officials at Gitmo with Al-Qaeda. New expanded Gitmo. And let me tell you, when I'm president, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm firing all the attorney generals, all 139, so nobody can say that I picked on six. I'm going to fire all 139, and I'm putting in all right-wingers. All right-wingers. Judge appointments as hanging judges. I'll put in right-wing hanging judges. And that's why you need me. You need me on that wall. And ambassadors to foreign countries, all veterans in wheelchairs. Don't pay me any money for an ambassadorship. I don't want it. Take your money, and you know what you can do with it. I want to put a veteran and his family as ambassador to the Côte d'Azur, to Nice of France. I want to put a GI in a wheelchair as ambassador to Spain, as ambassador to Poland. Maybe, we might give Barney Frank an ambassadorship to Darfur, providing he wears a big cross. Yeah, Barney Frank, who broke the housing market all by himself. And he's still in charge. That'd be like saying Charles Manson now runs a Chino prison. Yeah. Hello, Charles. He's rehabbed himself. And you see, the fools were trying to celebrate Woodstock, right? Or as I call it, Woodcrap. Do you know that Hillary Clinton, just 2 months ago, or 3 months ago, proposed building a monument to Woodcrap? In the meantime, they're taking crosses down from Mount Soledad Memorial in California, and Hillary wants to build a monument to Woodcrap. And she'll go there in the morning, and Bill will go there in the afternoon. And never the twain shall meet. Even if they're taking the twain. Wouldn't you like to hear her reaction to this question? Mrs. Clinton, your husband says you're doing a bad job as Secretary of State. How do you feel about that? You know, he came back with three Korean girls. You know that, right? He kept one for himself. He made a deal with Kim Il-nook. He got, for every girl he got, he gave Kim Il-nook 6 cans of alphabet soup. You better hope that Kim Il-nook doesn't decide to fire up the war machine. You know, we only have a truce in Korea. There's no one war there. There's no settlement. He's liable to come pouring across the border. He'll be drinking. He'll order coffee in Seoul, and it'll still be hot when he gets there. Did you know? I never knew this. I just found this out the other night. I was listening to, I think it was C-SPAN, and they had an author on, and he was a big follower. He did a book on Harry Truman. Did you know that when Korea broke out, they put 10 nukes on an aircraft carrier? Because they thought the Russians might get involved? Did you know that? Don't take much. What's going to happen if Al-Qaeda gets a Pakistani nuke and detonates in downtown New York, and we've got 100,000 dead Americans? Do you think there'll be retaliation then? Or will we let cooler heads prevail? Well, it's only New York. Oh, that's right. Don't sell those New York pins. somebody we love is having a birthday. So she's a big Elvis fan. So a 21-year-old girl, and she's a big Elvis fan. How do you like that? And she comes from a town in Brazil. And the whole town are Elvis fans. So you see how one American can affect the whole world? And instead, now we had the British invasion. They sent those bugs over.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be to be?